Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We will be joined in about 20 minutes by John Shambi, MLB play-by-play voice for the Chicago Cubs and ESPN. Always good to catch up with Boog Shambi. So that's coming up at 9:20.
Yeah, he's down in Dallas because they played the Rangers. I think they played the Rangers to open up the season.
Okay.
And so he's down in Dallas. They're off today, but yeah, we should have him on at 9:25 next
Very
segment.
Good. I wanted to bring up something that happened in Montgomery County yesterday. Did you guys see that there was a coyote attack yesterday?
I heard about this.
In Montgomery County. Not one, two separate attacks by
the same
coyote.
Right.
Yes.
I did see this on the news, and I think one of the women stabbed it.
That's what I heard, yes. And one of the women, I guess, was prepared, brought a knife with her out on a walk or whatever, and stabbed the coyote, and then
didn't kill it, though, right?
Well, then officers tracked it down
and shot it
and killed it.
Gotcha.
They're going to test it for rabies.
She wounded the coyote?
Wounded it, yes.
Makes me think of the Revenant, right?
It also makes me think of Drab. We've had a years-long debate.
Great movie, by the way.
It's a very good movie.
Yep.
Drab likes to think that if he were, like, trapped in a room, I think the argument was with, like, a 50-pound tiger.
No, a cub. It was a mountain lion. The hiker got attacked by some little tiny mountain lion.
50-pound mountain lion. I've said this many, many, many times.
Drab wishes it was a cougar.
I would like for somebody to bring in a wild 50-pound mountain lion,
right.
Escort Valdez out of the studio and Mar, and just pit that mountain lion. Keep in mind, it's a wild animal against Drab T-shirt in an enclosed space. And see what happens.
Well, it'll never happen, obviously.
It'll never happen.
But he would be killed.
No, because the hiker beat up the mountain lion, didn't he?
I can't remember, but I think that's correct. I think the hiker may have kicked the mountain lion.
Or he killed it with his bare hands or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Well, if you can't beat up a coyote, then you got a problem. A coyote weighs like 30 pounds.
They're relatively small.
Yeah, but if they're sick.
They're sick and or super aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, it will hurt.
It'll definitely
bite you.
I'm not saying it'll kill you, but it's definitely going to get you.
You'll definitely come out of it with some scratches and some puncture wounds.
Definitely. Yeah. You're going to pick 100%. That thing up, though, after it bites you, and you're going to body slam it and break its back. Right,
like no, it looks like you could break its neck with your bare hands.
Yeah, they are tiny. They are small.
I think, like, when it bites you, and it's going to bite you, like, on your forearms or your leg, then you just collapse on top of it and use your body weight against it.
Ground and pound.
Coyote. Yeah. Give it the business.
I mean, if it's your life or the coyote's life, you're going
to
win.
You have to take apart that coyote.
Yeah. But a 50-pound mountain lion, that's a different story.
Where is this coyote coming from? That it's just showing up in
Burtonsville?
Showing up in Burtonsville, in our pal Glenn Hardesty's old hood. Like, where is the coyote coming from?
I don't know.
They're just roaming around.
They just roam.
They're just roamers.
Yeah, like B-52s used to
talk.
Yeah,
you ever heard
about
of Home on the Range where the coyotes roam?
I think it's deer and the antelope, but coyotes, you could throw that in there too. Sure, why not? I just find it weird, like, now, like if I'm out walking my dog with my wife, I have to keep my head on a swivel for a coyote.
Well, I can't believe that woman had the foresight to bring protection with her during the walk, and then also be prepared for a wild animal attack.
Like if I'm out on a walk, I'm not bringing like a folding knife with me in case there's a rabid coyote or a fox on the walk.
Well, it definitely had to be rabid because
definitely.
Coyotes,
they wouldn't
nocturnal?
Attack you.
I'm not sure.
Definitely.
You're asking me a question that I'm not going to step
into
that trap.
If a night animal is out during the day and it attacks a human,
right.
It's definitely going to be rabid.
Mm. Yeah.
It's got some issues
Maybe
going on.
Maybe it was out trying to set a trap to get the roadrunner.
All right, hold on.
Possibly was doing that.
According to Bob Goo.
Acme products.
According to Bob Goo.
Yes, Bob Goo.
Coyotes are not strictly nocturnal.
Ooh.
They may be observed during the day, are generally more active after sunset. So generally, you're correct, but they're not 100% nocturnal.
I believe these attacks occurred like middle of the day, like broad daylight.
Yeah.
There was no twilight. It wasn't even close to like the sun setting. So I guess if you're walking your pets in Montgomery County, you got to worry about coyotes.
Yeah, I can't leave your dog outside fenced. Right? Letting it go run around, sniff around outside, unattended.
And the coyotes jump on it.
Probably not a great idea.
Especially got a little wuss dog like Cakes.
Yeah.
Hey, those are my former dogs. My current dog
is
Winnie. Around 40 pounds. Right. And she's
starting to get legit.
She's pretty muscly. She's pretty intense.
I can't tell you how many of my neighbors just have the smallest little...
yap dogs.
Yeah, this yap dogs.
Right. Drives you crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're fine, but, man, I just do not like those real small dogs.
Not a fan.
Especially chihuahuas.
Right. You're
chihuahuas are the worst.
Chihuahuas are one of the ugliest dogs.
They are. They're definitely the ugliest.
And poodles.
so many doodles now. Poodles mixed with whatever whatever other
Labradoodles.
Breed. Super hot.
Golden doodle.
Golden doodle.
The hottest dog out there right now.
Also, I think it's because they don't shed. Golden doodles don't shed.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
So there's a lot of clean freaks.
Mm.
And then people who are allergic to dogs.
What about those real small dogs? I can't remember what breed it is, but they look like boxers, but they're really small.
Oh, you're thinking of like a French bulldog.
French bulldog.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are terrible. Well, don't like French bulldogs.
Those are kind of ugly.
They're psycho.
Well, here's what I know about French bulldogs. If you're walking one of those around the streets of D.C., there's a good chance somebody's going to come and steal your dog from you.
Right.
Because they're high-priced pups.
They are. So this woman who stabbed the coyote, was she carrying the knife because she had heard that there was a coyote on the loose?
And I don't know. Maybe she's just attacking
people? Or just basic protection.
So it could be protection just for some psycho dude who's going to attack her.
That certainly could have been
just
why she
happened
had it.
To be a coyote.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Don't know much about coyotes. Certainly don't know about the Arizona coyotes. I mean, other than the fact that they came in a few months ago and gave the Caps a beatdown, like last month, and it was a distressing loss. The Caps have bounced back since.
Coyotes have one of the best stories of the year in the hockey so far.
Shane Doan's kid,
who grew up in Phoenix, went to Arizona State, played hockey there, makes his NHL debut for the same team his dad played for and scores two goals and wins him the game.
That is a pretty good story.
The Shane Donger.
Shane Donger. Little showboat.
God, I would love to talk to that woman again.
We got a bunch
Shane Donger.
It's been a while.
We got a bunch of coyote experts.
Yeah, apparently
all right, let's
so.
Talk to
everybody knows everything about coyotes. So let's go to Ben. He's calling it from Silver Spring. Ben, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I actually live in Burtonsville, but I figured if I said from Burtonsville, no one knows where the hell that is.
Oh, I know where it is.
Oh, we know where
that's
Burtonsville
Coyote
is.
Central, my friend.
ever since the ICC went up, it's really screwed up like the migration paths or whatever you want to call it of stuff like deer and fox and coyote. They've been around for a while. You can actually hear them at night.
Yeah.
So this is like nothing new for people who live in this part of Montgomery County.
So you've seen a bunch
right
of them.
There they are.
I don't see them.
You just hear them. You just hear them.
Well, right. And what happened was, this is kind of a sick story. A friend of mine left his guinea pig out one night.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the next day it was gone, and they heard coyote that night in the backyard.
Yeah, it was a feast.
Who leaves a guinea pig out in the backyard? Like, you just let it run.
Did he just forget about it?
Like in a cage or something?
What happened was, his daughter, who the guinea pig was away at camp, and she said, you know, he likes to go out and play in the grass. Well, they were outside doing stuff. He doesn't move much.
Yeah.
And they forgot they took him outside. They went back like a couple hours later. It was dark out.
He was gone. Yep.
Gone.
That stinks.
And they don't move very fast, so I think it was somebody's dinner.
Yeah. Mm. No, all right. 100%. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the intel. Yep. Let's go to Steve. Apparently, we have a bunch of coyote experts, like Drab T-shirt said. Steve, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Yeah, that guy was the expert. Johnny Case, you always make me laugh when you're surprised about the wildlife. He said one day if you opened your door and you saw a deer in the yard, you'd freak out. You've got more open woodland and wildlife where you live than anybody I know.
I mean, I guess. I mean, there are woods around where I live, yes. I don't know if it's that wide open, but sure. Okay. I haven't seen a coyote ever. Not once. I guess it's not that strange, though, to see them in Montgomery County.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've heard them out where I live, but I've never seen them. So I mean, maybe I have. I just thought it was
this.
A fox.
You've heard this.
I think I've heard that before. Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard this.
But there's
sound.
All kinds of crazy stuff going on out there in Loudoun County.
That sound effects put me on tilt.
A few years ago when I was back home, I remember asking my dad why he had this old rusty pitchfork.
Okay.
Like in the garage, and he said, that's my coyote killing pitchfork.
Mm.
Really?
And he grabs it and he runs out and he chases these coyotes back into the woods. And stabs them because he doesn't want them coming on his property and eating his dog or
right.
other things that he could eat.
Also a killing instrument of Michael Myers in one of the countless Halloween movies. I can't remember which one.
I think it was The Return of Michael Myers.
You would know better than I.
I think it was number 4. Okay. Were there screwing in the hay.
Okay.
Right? In the barn at the party.
And he comes in.
And he comes out and he just stabs him.
Valdez and I love to watch movies in his little production studio around the corner from where we broadcast. Mm-hmm. Found it very weird. I think it was last week. I walked in and this is mid to late March. There's a Halloween movie playing on the TV in like March.
Yeah, who's showing that?
I think it's. Should Maybe be illegal to
it was
play
probably Halloween 3, right?
Halloween movies outside of like October.
It was Resurrection. It's when they had the body cams.
And that's the one.
Yeah,
the
and
one
they had to spend the night in Michael Myers' house.
The one with
and Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. This is in one of the Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the Leprechaun Halloween? Isn't that
the one with the masks? That's Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah, maybe it was for St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe it was.
It wasn't that movie. I can tell you that with certainty, because that movie stinks. Should never have been in the Halloween universe for all of you Halloween nerds.
Halloween 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that.
Terrible. Had nothing to do with the first two Halloweens.
How many Halloweens have there been? Like 20?
There have been probably around 20.
Yeah.
And like a sucker, I think I've seen most of them. Well, and who am I kidding? I've seen all of them.
Next time you and Amy take a walk to Needwood, or whatever the lake is.
Right.
Make sure you bring your knife.
I have to bring a knife.
You'll never know.
I have to be armed.
A coyote's going to attack you.
I mean, you're kind of doing a bit, but.
But kind of not.
I'm a paranoid person, so I might do that. I think I might have a knife in my backpack.
Well, there you go.
That might work for this sort of thing. Hold on. See if I can find it. Hold on.
You have a knife in your backpack?
I think.
It's kind of weird.
I think I did at one point. I may have moved it.
It's kind of strange that.
Is that when you were? Is that when you were walking?
I've got it right here.
Homewood?
Look, lock. I'm gonna break.
Oh, that thing.
That's not.
You think this wouldn't hurt?
That's not a knife.
You think? Okay. Yeah, right. This may not be a Crocodile Dundee knife, but I guarantee you, if I stuck you with this knife,
that's a flesh wound.
Okay, but this knife's pretty sharp, and it would hurt.
Uh-huh.
You think this wouldn't hurt?
Of course it would.
It definitely would.
It would hurt a coyote.
It would hurt Maldese. It would hurt if I stabbed him.
I mean, that's nothing.
Okay, you again, It's nothing.
Let's see it.
This is like a 2.5
Go in there and try. Go in there and try and stab him.
Go stab Mar.
It's got a serrated edge on it too. Yeah. This, if I stabbed you with this, it would hurt. And I would probably get written up by PR.
HR wouldn't get sized.
HR would not be happy if I stabbed you with this knife to prove a point.
We're all doing videos where we have to answer questions about stabbing at the workplace next year because of you.
Probably would. And again, this is a fixed blade knife, Valdez. For me to retract the blade, I have to press this little doohickey here, hold it down.
I mean,
this is my coyote killer right here.
I mean, that thing's for opening cans.
Okay, well, you know what else it would open? It would open your torso if I stuck it in your belly.
I have too much fat for that thing to hit organs.
Okay.
I still want to see it.
You keep thinking that.
Hicks, I got something similar right here. I got a little mini Leatherman.
Okay, now that, I can barely see that through the glass. is tiny.
It's really small, but
yeah.
I always keep it in my bag.
You never know. Never know when you're going to need it, right?
Bingo.
Never know.
Well, if a small sparrow attacks you, Mar, you probably kill it.
I don't know. The knife is pretty nubs.
Hey, you creeps down in the parking garage here at 1015 Half Street, you better watch out. Now, the problem is I had to fumble for a minute through my backpack to find this knife, but I've got it now. So keep your heads on a swivel. All right, when we come back, we're definitely going to switch gears. We're not going to talk about coyotes and stabbing our producers with a knife. We're going to talk to John Shambi. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with him next here on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This portion of the Junk's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Yes, great. I have one I have one of the small, like, what would you call it? The flavor shots in my locker. Might use that today. Might have to swig.
Did you have the vodka Spindrift last night?
I did not last night. I'm going to have my
tonight
Spindrift and Scotty's vodka concoction.
Yep, Scotty's.
Tonight.
Scotty.
That sounds like a Friday night concoction.
That's a Friday happy hour. Don't wait too late.
Oh, I won't. Trust me, I won't.
Day drinking's the best.
It's fantastic. All right, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to John Shambi, MLB play-by-play voice for the Cubs and for ESPN as well. John, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for joining us on your day off.
Ooh, look at this.
You know it.
Very nice.
You know it.
What time? It was a night game last night, right?
It was a night game last night. It was a weird and wild game, and then I came back and watched hoops.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I want to talk some hoops, too. So, Cubbies, Rangers last night. Of course, Rangers defending champs. You know, really good lineup. I know it was a walk-off last night. I think your boy Smiley didn't pitch too well. I don't know what inning that was, like a 10th inning maybe. I did bet – you don't have to comment on this or respond. I did bet the over 84.5 team wins for the Cubs. So I need to start putting something together here. But I like them this year. I don't know how you feel, but I like their lineup.
I think you're – you know, it's funny. That's a play that's gotten a lot of traction for whatever reason. Like I have some like, you know, nerd type smart friends who work, you know, in baseball circles who have the Cubs at like 92 wins. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there are a lot of people that, that like them at over 84, what did you say, 84 and a half?
Right.
So we'll see. It's not going to be a very good division. I'll tell you this, if they're playing to 85 wins in September, I would be floored if they are not competing for the division title.
Right, right.
Hey, Boog, this is kind of a big picture view. And look, it's only opening day. It's one game. But you couldn't have had more divergent opening days than the Orioles and Nats had yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I understand that Orioles is a little bit different because new ownership comes in. It's the home opener. The Nats were on the road. Josiah Gray got pummeled. He's supposed to be the staff ace.
Yeah, he wasn't
it
good.
Didn't look great. And nothing but great vibes coming up out from around the Orioles. The new owners are at Pickles buying people beers.
Corbin Burns is going to be a stud.
Burns is mowing people down.
Yep.
Like it was two. It was a tale of two baseball teams yesterday between the Nats and the Orioles.
I think that that's the way this year is going to be. I mean, I think that the Orioles are going to be one of the, you know, one of the juggernauts in the American League. They should be one of the elite teams in baseball. And I think, you know, for the Nats, it's still going to be, you know, a process of, you know, supplementing. Supplementing, you know, what they have with, you know, with free agent type guys, but hopefully some growth from the younger players. But I think, look, the division will be tough just because you have two. I mean, I think if you were to say the three best teams in the National League, you'd go Dodgers, but I think you'd say that the next two are the Braves and the Phillies. And I think you probably could make the case that the Braves are the best team. So, you know, the East is going to be tough. So I don't think that, unfortunately for the Nats, I think it's going to be a lot of that this year. The O's are going to be very good. And I'm not so sure on,
well, and you watch Corbin Burns a bunch. I know you have. And he's just, I mean, he gave up the one home run to Trout early, but that was the only hit he gave up. He struck out 11. I mean, he was just nasty yesterday.
He's a beast.
Yeah. And that was the one thing Baltimore missed last year. They didn't have that true number one. They tried to go out and get Flaherty at the trade deadline, but he wasn't a number one, and so he didn't work out. So they went out. Give Mike Elias credit, man. He went out and got Burns a true number one, and pair that with his, you know, two through five. They got a pretty damn good rotation now.
Yeah, and I mean he's a guy who is a neat story in terms of like shifted his repertoire and, you know, basically was, you know, one of those like four seam guys and decided to go with the, you know, the sinker and the cutter, and that cut fastball has been one of the best pitches in baseball. His cut fastball has been one of the best pitches in baseball. And he's super diligent with his homework. He's one of those guys that reads, you know, Harvey Dorfman's mental ABCs of pitching before every start. And yeah, he's a craftsman. There's no question, and he's been one of the best in the game.
So, getting back to the Nats, and Rizzo kind of talked about this when they did like this red carpet before the, or I guess it was after the Futures game. But you know, he said we just have to build on our young guys just getting better. So Abrams had a really good second half last year. I think he stole 33 bases just in the second half, and he stole 47 for the year. If he can get on base at a good clip, man, he's easily a 60 stolen base guy. He could get 20 pops. Thomas was really good last year, so I think if you start building on those younger guys, and you already know what they have in the farm system, and maybe we see them midsummer. But you're right. I mean, they just threw in the Senzels and the Winkers.
Yeah,
Joey Gallo, and they're. Yep. I think they're better than they were last year. I could be totally wrong. I also went over 66.5 wins for them. I think they could get to that high 60, low 70 number. But can they get better? Can those guys like C.J. Abrams and Lane Thomas, can they get better slowly but surely?
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, that if you're really going to do it is it's some of the kids in the farm system have to pop. Like, take it back to, you know, what you were talking about, the Cubs, not that your audience cares so much about the Cubs, but like if the Cubs are going to be a 90 win team, it's going to be with people who are not on this roster. Some of these kids, the Cubs are, their farm system is loaded. So somebody like Ben Brown, Cade Horton, Pete Crow Armstrong, Matt Shaw, Owen Casey, one of those guys is going to come up and give them, you know, a 2-win season for the minimum. Now, for the Nats, they're not expecting it, so they can slow play it.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, some of the kids they have are going to have to turn into studs. Like, that's how it has to happen. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Joined by John Ciambi, MLB play-by-play voice for the Cubs and ESPN. So how salty is/was MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred about the Ohtani gambling scandal that completely upstaged the Dodgers-Padres South Korea trip?
Ooh, yeah. I would have to say quite salty.
Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Man, it's one of those things you don't, how do you see something like that coming? And then to have it with the most famous baseball player in the world. Like, he's the most famous mm-hmm. baseball player in the world. Like, this would be,
yeah.
It would be like if it happened with
LeBron, you know, or someone. Yeah.
Tom Brady. Right. Yeah. That's right. So it's a big deal. I don't know how it ultimately gets squashed. Bish, you and I were texting about it. I don't know what's real. It's hard to imagine random guy X running up $4.5 million in debt, you know? So the idea of, you know, that Ohtani was blindsided or didn't know or
I think it's far fetched. I really do.
Yeah, it seems far fetched. Yeah. Is what it
do you think that's going to be a distraction for them? Clearly, hasn't been yet. I mean, they were killing the ball yesterday, but do you think that down the road, especially if it gets back into the media, like something else comes out, would that be a distraction for them?
I think that we in the media have a tendency to overstate that type of thing. We always, like, something's going to be a distraction. I don't know. For the most part, baseball players are really good at just doing today.
Right.
And
right.
Because you play every single day. I will tell you, I think that the one area where it could be, but I'm not sure because of the market size, and that is the fact that he's not going to answer questions all the time.
Yeah.
So to me, the rub in terms of it being a distraction is the fact that how often is he going to speak? Because I don't know if you guys know, but like in Anaheim, there were times when, I mean, he won the MVP and he wasn't available to the media.
Right.
And so.
Was that because he just wasn't comfortable?
I would say it's sort of a combo of, like, you know, again, in their culture, they really want to make sure that what they're saying is 100% perfect so that nothing is, you know, is given to chance to be misunderstood. But I would also say, you know, I think that, he wasn't particularly available to the media and dictated the terms. I don't think that that is going to be tolerated because you're going to have so many national people. And then if it filters where you're having teammates being asked the questions because he won't answer them, then guys are going to get pissed off. But I'm not going to sit here and I don't know how it'll play. So I always lean towards, will it be a distraction? Probably not as much as we think. And they're very good.
Yeah. And it didn't distract him yesterday. He had a couple hits. So it's obviously not bothering him.
All
right. So, before we let you go, let's switch it to college hoops. Of course, you call college hoops as well. And UConn is – they're just a machine. They haven't played a tight game in a couple years in the tournament. They're just really, really good at every position and well-coached. Hurley's psycho, but he's a damn good coach. And who knows, you know, how they play against a Purdue, if they have to play them, or a Houston, whoever. But – UConn, I think they're better offensively than they were last year. And last year they were damn good and they had Jordan Hawkins.
Yep.
But this year, and they've got a big guy who could possibly handle a Zach Edey. Not as heavy as Zach Edey, but he's big. So, and their guards are legit. So do you like UConn to repeat?
Yeah, I mean, you got to lean that way. You know, what's funny is, I mean, doing the Big 12 as I did, like, I really thought that
Iowa State was one of the teams that could take out UConn because mm-hmm. they defend so well. I mean, I'm not saying that that was the likely scenario, but I do think that if, you know, Iowa State played UConn 100 times, I think Iowa State's beating them, you know, 41 times, something like that, mm-hmm. 42 times. I think, that, you know, they're really good, but they get knocked off by Illinois. Yeah, at this point, you know, as it keeps – I mean, look, in the early stages, you almost have to take the field against one team. But, right. yeah, now I'm with you, and I don't know. The one thing – I don't think that people will stop eating. To me, I think that the one aspect of Purdue that I don't love is I think that they lack a little bit in terms of athleticism.
Right, I would agree.
And – yeah, man, like Danny Hurley's done a pretty amazing job. As you know, there's a great article recently talking about how, you know, was it a year or two ago where he was like, what's up with this analytics stuff? And he really wanted to find out about how they could be more efficient offensively. And they've worked really hard to do that. And as you said, a brilliant offensive team. So I think it'll be hard. I mean, if Houston was at full strength, mm-hmm. I think that they're a team that could beat them. I mean, in a similar way to Iowa State, they defend like crazy, but that wouldn't be the likely outcome to me.
It'll be interesting to see tonight how Purdue plays against the Zags, because the Zags get up and down. They do have some athletes. They've got a couple bigs that might be able to cause some trouble and draw Zach out a little bit. But I think Purdue's guards, like you said, they're not great athletes, but I think they've matured as players from mm-hmm. last year, especially Smith. He was he had a lot of games last year where he looked like a freshman. This year he's played a lot like a junior or senior. But it'll be interesting to see how Purdue fares against the Zags tonight.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to watching the Houston game. And I also – I get a chance to see Marquette early in the year. Not early, January.
Right.
And when they're right, they're a tough team. So there's a bunch of teams out there that are still, I mean, loaded and good enough. But I would circle back to what you said in terms of UConn's got to be where you know your head is, especially at this point.
What does John Shambi do on a day off down in Dallas?
Like, don't put this out there.
I'm not putting it out there.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. just between us.
Yep. But off
the record, our producer is actually from Dallas, so he's having people over to his house. Mm-hmm. And in between, I'm going – so there's a nice barbecue. Now, between us, there's hoops games in Dallas. So, like, Duke's playing Houston and Marquette's playing as well, and I would prefer to be going to those games.
I forgot about that.
But that just kind of wandered into it, and now we're going to a barbecue. So I get to watch, but, like, I kind of would have liked to have gone. So,
well, can you tell the producer thanks but no thanks?
Yeah, pull some strings.
No.
Oh, you can't.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You got to go.
Got to be a good guest.
That's not being a team player. The play-by-play guy can't parachute out of.
Real quick, tell me about Jordan Wicks, because I drafted him on my fantasy team.
Really good change up. I think he'll be just a solid guy. I think, you know, at the high end, he could end up being a three. This year he's going to pitch as a four or a five, but I think is good. Like, I think that the ceiling isn't super high, but I don't think the floor is really low either. So I like him. He's good. All right. Good, solid pitcher.
All right.
Boog, always great catching up with you, man. Good talking to you.
All right, boys, we're going to connect in D.C.
Let's do it next time.
Yeah, well, I'll look at the schedule and we'll figure something out.
Yep.
You got it.
All right, that's John Shambi, MLB play-by-play voice for the Chicago Cubs and ESPN. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back. Drab T-shirt is about to post the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Which potential Commanders quarterback had the better pro day, Jaden Daniels or Drake May? You can go shortly to @JunksRadio on Twitter and cast your vote. Thanks again to our friends at Scotty's Vodka. I will be enjoying
Scottish.
One of those cocktails later this evening at a time to be determined. Probably
I would agree.
7 to 7:30-ish is my best guess.
That's your first one? 7?
Probably. Wow. Something like that.
Mine's
post
be
dinner.
Like 4.
Post dinner, wind down, chill a little bit, watch some TV, pour some Scotties, and then the evening begins.
Yeah. I wait until that 3:59, can't do it. Once it ticks to 4
p.m., that's
the first Scotty's vodka would be poured.
4 p.m. is go time?
It's go time.
I like it.
You know, 4 to about 6, and then I'm
okay.
out.
All right.
But I do have to stay up later tonight because I got to watch these games. So. It's probably smarter if I don't drink tonight because it'll just put me to sleep.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to watch the Creighton-Tennessee game, which will start probably at 10:30.
That's a late tip.
I might have to DVR that one.
You might have to do your wake up at 4 a.m. Watch it, go back to sleep.
I can't imagine I'll be able to stay up for all of that.
Yeah.
So that might be a Diver game.
Mm-hmm. Probably is.
Where's dinner tonight for you? Do you know?
Again, that's also to be determined.
TBD.
No true plans yet.
Gotcha.
Don't have anything on the docket.
I think
the only thing I have to do is I probably have to go out and buy another, is it Powerball or Mega Millions ticket, Drab?
Tomorrow you're going to buy Powerball.
Power
Mega Millions is toast.
Mega Millions, somebody hit that.
In New Jersey.
Yeah. One ticket.
The payout, the cash payout, I think, was $585. Can you imagine?
No.
Yes,
we do it every
I mean, lottery story.
I just couldn't even fathom. How long does it take to get the money, you think?
That I'm not sure of. Probably not very long.
Do they
long.
Wire it
I mean,
to you
if
like
you,
yeah. the same
yeah, your
week?
Bank account.
If you present
swole.
The winning ticket, then I
they
think
probably ship it to you right away?
Probably, depending on if you take
it. My guess, 2 to 3 business days.
Probably right.
I probably wouldn't even be able to enjoy it because I would have a heart attack that I actually won. I would have a heart attack. I wouldn't even believe it.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy
I'd probably not
your
have a heart
sudden
attack.
Windfall, your new riches.
Yeah.
Chris Kiner told me the other day that he would not want to win the Powerball. He would rather have $1 million.
Oh, really?
He said, it's too life-changing.
Well, I'd rather have give me the $500 million and let me make my mistakes and missteps with the
he
$500
He must have fallen
million.
Out of bed and hit his head.
Yeah, I'd rather
hard.
Do that.
But $585. I now, would. This is why, and I say this all the time, I would love to win that big amount because I would love to see the looks on people's faces when I give them money.
Right.
And I
correct.
Change their lives.
Like the look on Drab's face when he hits it and then he has to ship me 10% because we have a lifetime 10% swap.
Right.
Like the look on his face. Even though he wants to ace me out of our deal because he buys tickets with more regularity than I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of his. Maybe we should get something on paper.
I mean, just think about this person. It was just one winner, right?
One winner.
In Jersey? Yeah.
Yes.
How many people that person, he or she, is going to hook?
Everybody that they know.
Everybody they know.
Within their now, social sphere.
The other thing is people are, the hangers-on will come out and they'll be banging on your door.
Totally.
Hook me up.
That's so why you have to be anonymous. You have to be anonymous.
And then you probably have to.
You don't have to divulge your identity.
Right.
I did see somebody with a clever hack. I don't know if it was Maryland or Virginia. I think it was Maryland, where somebody won like a $50,000 jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they posed for the picture, they put the big giant check right over their face. They did this bit.
That's funny.
Hey, it's fantastic. That's a great workaround.
Did you know the $1 billion winner in Jersey, that person, he or she, picked their own numbers?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not random.
Wasn't random, yeah.
That's crazy. I never pick my own. I let the computer
do it.
I just let the computer do it all the time. Maybe that's the problem.
So when is the Powerball drawing? Tomorrow?
He's the expert. He knows when all of them are.
Tomorrow night. For Powerball.
And what's it up to?
900-something.
All right, I'll buy a couple more tickets.
I think you should. It's $4. $2 or $4.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
What do you care?
I'll buy.
What are you going to buy for $4? What could you buy realistically for $4? Now, when you start adding it up, $4 here, $2 here, $8 there, it does add up.
It's a tip to the valet. That's what I would spend $4 on.
So your tip could turn into life-changing money, not only for you, but for me. Those donks behind the glass, everybody you know, all of your neighbors. Well, I don't want all your neighbors. Some of your neighbors, perhaps. Some of your Maliks. You could hook them. You take care of them.
Well, and the other thing I would do is if I won, and I always tell the person that actually gives me the ticket, I tell them, if I win, I will give you $1 million.
Hold on. The stooge at the convenience store?
Yeah, I'm going to go in and I'm going to say, you get $1 million.
No. Why would you do that?
They already get hooked.
Well, that's the store owner.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
I'm just talking about the person who actually gives me the ticket.
Prints the ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can save yourself $1 million by cutting out the human and going to the lottery kiosk.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't ever think about that. I just go
think about that?
To the kiosk? No, I just go up to the cashier. Can you hook me with 2 Powerballs?
I always think about the kiosk first and foremost, and it ricks me when there's a human in front of me, so I can avoid interaction with a different human to buy the tickets.
Oh, okay. All right. Because you don't like to talk to people, so I get it that you would rather just talk to the computer.
See, this is where I'm misunderstood. I don't like talking that much to people that I don't know.
Right.
Okay. I'm fine to talk to people that I know. Mm-hmm. I'm gregarious. I'm the happiest guy ever. But for people that I don't know, strangers,
you have no interest to talk to them. I usually don't have interest either, but when I'm buying the Powerball, I do say, if I win, I'm going to hook you.
And you
I'm going to change
that,
your life.
You tell them that every time?
Every time. The last time I went to Harris Teeter and I bought 2.
That's hilarious.
And I said, if I win this, I'm going to give you $1 million. She said, okay, hope we win.
Right. Now, if the jackpot is nubs, I might nub them a little bit on the total.
Oh, of course.
Like if it's $20 million, that's great.
I'm not giving them $1 million.
That's huge, but you're not going to give that person $1 million.
I'll give them $2,000 if I won $20 million.
Yeah, it's definitely a sliding scale.
But if you collected after cash payout, I don't know, call it $500 million.
Right.
What's $1 million? It's nothing.
You're not going to care that much about it.
Exactly.
But then if you're acting like that with $1 million, your $500 million is going to go pretty quickly.
I'd be so good
when
with my
you
money.
Hit it. I'm just I'm advising you, get a financial advisor. That's your priority. Have one, but
that's
your first step.
I promise I would do that.
Don't just take everything on your own.
I would
let a professional guide you through those choppy waters.
That money would grow and grow and grow.
You don't even. Again, you're making a mistake. It's not about wealth accumulation at that point.
No, I'm saying
about wealth preservation.
I would put it in an account getting 5%.
Perfect.
That's all I would do.
Look, you're already on the right path.
Yeah. So
you've already got it taken care of.
Good luck.
Well, we're all going to need good luck. Drab's going to need it. I'm going to need it. Our man Mikey's going to need it.
Caps, do you feel good about them here tomorrow night against Boston?
I feel better about the Caps against Boston than I did against Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Toronto had been mini slumping a little bit. They still handled the Caps with relative ease.
The good thing about last night, of course, was that they didn't lose any ground because Detroit and
Philly got blasted.
Philly both got blasted.
Correct.
Yeah. So
So all those teams that are jockeying for playoff positioning, they did not leapfrog
Hopefully,
ahead of the Caps.
When we talk to Carbs next week,
yes,
their money puck percentage is at 83%.
Moneypuck.com.
Money puck.
You should sweat it every day like I do, every single day. See where the Caps playoff percentages lie. All right, hope everybody has a great weekend. I believe there'll be more than two junks when we come back on Monday. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.